You're listening to SBS News.
Very nearly there, sir. I have to say, your face is familiar. Have I drawn you before?
Occasionally.
Of course, I have seen you in the English paper. You are a reporter?
I'm a journalist.
That's how Tintin appeared in the Steven Spielberg and Peter Jackson produced big-budget movie The Adventures of Tintin. For children in the 60s and 70s, the stirring introduction to the Belgian-made cartoon TV series was part of growing up.
Thursday's Adventures of Tintin. Red Rackham's Treasure. When Tintin bought a model of the unicorn, he found in the broken mast a parchment. It was a pirate treasure map.
But Tintin the Boy Detective is much older than that. He's 90 years old this year. And his creator, Hergé, is considered the father of European comics and a huge figure in the comic book world, both culturally and economically. The TV series and movie are only part of the Tintin phenomenon. Hergé's work has been translated into 100 languages, and he sold more than 250 million copies of his original books worldwide. Tintin's iconic moon rocket, red and white and uniquely retro in styling, is instantly recognizable.
Stand by for blastoff. 0-10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
It's on!
Gee, Professor, look how far we are from the Earth.
Yes, Tintin. Already I'm getting homesick.
And now visitors to Madrid can see a 6-metre-high replica of that rocket on the city streets as part of an exhibition about Tintin's creator, Hergé. Nick Rodwell is the director of the Musée Hergé. He says the artist was very influenced by world events as he created the cartoon books, which set his work apart.
He was very influenced by what was going on in the world. So Tibet was created and Lotus Bleu was created because there were events in those countries, and the Japanese were invading China, and the Chinese were invading Tibet, like the Russians are invading Ukraine now.
Hergé, his real name was Georges Rémy, was born in the Belgian town of Etterbeek. During his childhood, he belonged to a group of Christian scouts. His experiences and pranks during those camps inspired his first drawings. Movies were also his first inspiration to create works in black and white, just as he saw them on the big screen. Tintin series have been admired for their clean, realistic and expressive drawings, drawing on themes of politics, history, culture and technology. Juan Manuel Soldevilla is an expert on Tintin and his creator.
Tintin tiene mucho de especial y ese mucho de especial se sostiene en dos columnas.
Tintin is so special. On the one hand, the drawing, exceptional. That hypnotic drawing, those uniform colours, that trace of the line. Anyone, a child, even if he can't read, opens a Tintin book and he is fascinated. But at the same time, there are perfectly linked stories with very solid characters, from the effervescence of Captain Haddock to the stupidity of Thompson, and all this in the service of adventures which lead to a moral discourse.
Visitors to the exhibition can discover original Tintin drawings, sketches, newspaper cartoons, original paintings, photographs and archived documents. As well as Tintin, Hergé was also a multi-talented artist, graphic designer, publicist, screenwriter and painter. Nick Rodwell says it was a unique time for an artist.
And he just seemed to work the whole time. And in those days, a creator such as himself, you had a design table, you had an ashtray, you had cigarettes, you had a lamp, and you had a pencil or you had a pen, and you just worked. And maybe you had a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and there were no other distractions. You can't do that now. I mean, you're just bombarded by all the news.
The exhibition continues in Madrid until next February. I'm Lee, SBS News.